Once you are live.
Yo, 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 what's the deal? Welcome. It's your boy, Bunchy Carter. We here on this Friday, this Freaky Friday, doing our thing. We got a special guest, Cree Music. We're going to get into some of his music right now, but we got a good show lined up for y'all. Stay tuned. Yes, sir. Let's get
978-891.
Hey, family. This is Ann Jules calling in.
The deal. What's the deal?
Hey, how are you, Bunchy Carter? What's up, my family? What's up, Eddie Powell, Black Tear? And do I hear Princess Anuhood? She here yet?
She not in yet, but hopefully she be in before the end of the show. It's just right now.
Yeah. Well, shout out to Miss Princess of New Hood, Andre Lewis.
Of course.
Shout out to the Blackout Radio family out there. I'm so grateful to be here. That was a beautiful track.
Yeah, it was. I'm excited to talk to her. See, because that's something we need right now. That that deep breath, just one good time, maybe a few good times.
Yeah, most definitely a lot of positivity. Yeah. We definitely, the world needs more of that, for sure.
Indeed. So what's up, what you got
beautiful.
Going on?
I love her voice. She's got a beautiful voice. She sounds like an angel.
Yes, yeah, she do.
So, whoever is listening out there, many, many blessings to everybody. This is Ann Jules, and I'm calling from northeastern Massachusetts. And I am excited because this weekend I'm going back into the studio, y'all.
Yeah, time to get it in, huh?
Yes, you know it. Be creative, getting that vibe.
Yeah.
I've heard so many artists on Blackout Radio saying they're just itching to get back in, you know, and a lot of them will call up and, you know, say the same excitement that I've got. So I'm very grateful, very grateful to have this opportunity. And I thank Angelo and the owners of North Fire Records and Amherst Mass for having us. We are there to finish Deja Vu for You, which is a track written by my band member, Rob Denoise Temple.
Okay.
He died in April. Yeah, this is bittersweet, my family. Very bittersweet, because this man was, rest in peace, and power.
Well,
Sugar Hill Gang.
Is because he's inspiring you to do this, so he's still working.
Oh, thank you. You are so right, my brother. You are
you
so right,
I mean?
And thank you for reviving that truth. Truth spoken.
Indeed.
Yeah. So we're looking forward to recording that this weekend. We're actually just finishing it up a couple of layers. It's all done, just about, but it's a manifestation come true very soon. We've been working on this track for a while and got our lives straight, which is cool.
Right on.
Yeah, and just grateful to be able to release this and pay homage and honor to one of hip-hop legends out there. And I got to represent, because I was born in 1970, even though I don't look my age because I take good care of myself.
Yeah.
But I got to represent for the original meaning and the energy of hip-hop, which was created to uplift humanity and help the community. So Rob would be very happy from heaven and
peace
knowing that I'm still 85. Doing this. And so I'm very grateful.
Yeah, yes, indeed. That's peace.
Thank you, my brother. I had to make sure that his daughter had all of her ducks in a row so that I'm a widow. I've been vulnerable and in the middle of, you know, grief and loss, and I wanted to make sure that she's protected and she's got everything right for her father so that when we release this track, you know, we're helping out the family and doing what is right, which is what was going to happen anyway. So...
right.
But yeah, he remixed our latest track that we put out a few years ago, called "The Reality." It's a dance track, and unfortunately, he had a whole Crip House Nation EDM album that he had for us too. And I got to talk to his family and see. You know, I'd be great to continue with that work and release it in his honor. So shout out to Sugar Hill Gang and to all the legends, Curtis Blow and all the people, all the DJs out there. Because if it weren't for the DJs, none of all this would be happening.
That's real talk. That's really the old school vibe. Like the DJ, which is now the producer, but there's still old school DJs out there that still play parties and shit like that. But it's kind of transitioned into the producer role, more or less.
Yes.
Over the years.
True.
But they're still vital to the sound, to the culture, and everything else. But man, it's always good talking to you. I don't want to keep the other callers waiting too long.
Yep. I appreciate the time, and I know you got a long night ahead. So peace be with y'all. Salute my family. Check us out, AgelessAngelsMusic.com and all the platforms. That's it, you guys. Be blessed. Be safe. Salute.
Peace.
470-436.
Yeah, yeah. What
this up,
what up?
This is Boy J-Kid from Bayside, Atlanta. What's up with you? That first track you played, man, that shit was nice.
That shit was dope, right?
Yeah, that's what R&B supposed to sound like, man.
It was refreshing, man. It was like it was definitely a new sound for Blackout. You know what I'm saying? As far as what we do here on Princess and Bunchy, I know other shows might be more R&B oriented, but that was new for us, and it was fire.
Yeah. That was fire, yeah.
Yeah, man. So, what's up? What you got going on? Where you calling from?
I'm calling out Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay. The new Mecca.
I see you. I just released a track on iTunes today called JK Just Another Day. It's on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Amazon Music is there too.
Okay. Okay. That's what's up, man. And let people know where they can find you.
You can find me on Facebook as Alan Jackson. You can find me on Twitter, JKid, my story.
Okay. What's your social networks, your streaming, like, you know what I mean? Twitter, Instagram, you got any of that stuff too?
Oh, I got YouTube. That's JKid.
Okay.
That's the picture to my YouTube page right there. The track,
okay,
the track got 638 views right now.
Okay. Hell yeah. That's what's up, man. Yep. Well on your way to 1,000.
Yeah.
In the first day, that's saying something. That's what's up. So you got any shows to promote the music or what?
No, I'm working on getting shows, man. You know, the corona slowed everything down.
Start doing virtual shows to keep your fan base entertained. That way,
right,
there'll be a demand for you when venues open back up.
I'm gonna do that.
Yeah, just get clever with your Instagram page and your social media and put up YouTube videos of like live concerts in your house. Set up something where you just got something in the background and do your thing.
All right, true. I'm going to do that.
Word. Yeah, man. Keep smashing. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. Peace.
Peace.
515-661.
What up?
Yo, what's up? It's been so long since I called in this number. Yo, yeah, my name is Midwest Matthew. I'm from Iowa.
Okay.
And which show is this? Sorry, I didn't get the name. I just called the number.
It's all good.
You know, Black
Tear. Just the Princess and Bunchy Freaky Friday show.
Oh, okay. I think I do remember this one. So.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what's up. Well, so I'm Midwest Matthew. I may or may not have talked with your show before, but I'm out of Iowa. I just released. I do, you know, hip hop rap. I do want to say, yeah, that song I was playing when I first called, that R&B,
yeah,
like kind of uplifting, you know, whatever.
Yo, Cree, you getting love, baby. You getting love
out here,
Cree. But yeah, I thought it was dope too. It's good, and it is good to see that she getting love for putting that out. She getting back what she putting out. That's always a good look.
Yeah, you know, it sounded good, and it's a good message. It's uplifting, especially for, I mean, or any age, really. You know, young kids and adults.
Yeah, indeed.
I will shout out, so what I'm calling to promote, I just released an album. It's
Okay.
You know, I do more of the. Sorry, what was that?
Oh no, I was just saying okay.
Oh.
Like
okay.
I'm following along. Yeah, yeah.
All right, I'm just gonna turn my phone up. Sorry. But yeah, it's a 24 song album. It has an intro in the beginning,
okay.
Kind of like a conscious lecture, somewhat. Just kind of so that people know the context. I talk about a lot of different stuff on there. Then, you know, without it being in context, people might feel a certain type of way. So I have a lot of stuff on YouTube and Spotify and everything like that. It's just this album, I'm not putting on any of those type of things. I'm trying to just make the money. Well, I guess I say I'm working at just making the money directly. So it's $30 for the album. I know that might be high to some people or whatever, but I mean, it's 24 tracks. And, I'll just send you the digital file, and I'm just working through Cash App or PayPal or whatever, you know, medium that people use to send money. But mainly Cash App. You know, if you Cash App me $30, I'll send you the album, and I'm sure that you're going to rock with it. And I just sent
that's
you an email as well. Black Tier gave me your email,
okay.
So I submitted some music to you.
That's what's up. Yeah, for sure. Okay. Hell yeah. So
yeah, that's all I got.
We gonna be in touch off of that right there.
All right. And one more time. So my name is Midwest Matthew, and if you look me up, I'm mainly on Instagram. If you look me up on Instagram, it's the Midwest Matthew, and you can check out some music there. You can look at my videos. You know, I just do some comedy stuff sometimes on there, whatever you know. So you gotta get a feel for what I do. You follow me on Instagram.
For sure, man. Well, thanks for calling in. For sure. We're gonna be in touch. I'm gonna check you out.
All right, cool. Thanks for the opportunity.
Yes, sir.
All right. 415-375.
Yo, what's up? This is OMF from San Francisco's.
The deal, champ.
Yo, man, just checking out your show. I called in a little bit late, so I missed the R&B song. But I hear that it's a dope song, and so I missed it. But just calling in to support y'all's show. You know, I'm OMF from San Francisco. I'm on Blackout Radio every Wednesday, 1 p.m.
Yes, sir.
Pacific time, 2 p.m. Mountain, 3 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's every Wednesday, so it's, you know, part of the Blackout Radio family. So I'm here to support my Blackout Radio family. And, you know, we're down with hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? And I'm working on my mixtape that's coming out, Taking Back Hip Hop. So that should be coming out very shortly. And then after that, later this year, before the end of the year, hopefully I'll have my CD out called What Happened to Hip Hop. So I'm working on that. So that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, you do.
During this virus.
Okay.
Yeah. And just supporting
keeping it going, man. That's how I love it.
Yeah, we just doing our thing, man. Just keeping hip hop alive, man. Keeping the art form alive,
yes,
man. And giving roses to our brothers like Ann Jules talked about giving our roses to our brothers in hip hop before they gone.
Yeah,
you know?
That's why our last show had Positive K on it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to get the OGs. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
We trying to give back, let everybody know, you know what I'm saying, that the Mecca Hip Hop started, the hip hop started in New York City. You understand what I'm saying? It's about time we take back our rightful place. You know what I'm saying? You know, you're from there. You know what I'm saying?
We
grew up there. We ain't got to go into it, you know what I'm saying? That's a different show.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I grew up in both. I had the best of both worlds. I was born I was born in Lenox Hill Hospital, but I was raised in L.A., so it was, I had kind of the best of both, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I grew up in Brooklyn. I grew up in Crown Heights. I'm a
man in California.
Yeah, I grew up in Crown Heights.
Okay,
so lived in Compton. You know what I'm saying? I grew up in the Mecca of hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? So, been around the world.
The show started there. That's why I always say Atlanta. Like, I call Atlanta the new Mecca because that's, where the Black vibe is happening now.
Yeah.
And I think it's dope. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I think it's really dope. Because everything down there is independent of any corporations.
You know, I love it because that.
But I can get into talking about that shit all day. We'll be on here for the whole hour.
You know,
I got to let
some people
call me. But yeah, it's always good chopping it up with you. You know how we do.
You know what I'm saying? We homies, you know what I'm saying? We grew up there, we know how about it. Man, we know the real story, you know what I'm saying? We here to tell the truth. That's all it is, man. We here to tell the truth, man, because a lot of people get it mixed up and twisted. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, Master P, like I said, we ain't going to get into it, but what you was talking about being independent, that's what Master P taught us to do.
That docuseries. I'm trying to find a way to stream that docuseries because I don't pay for cable. So I'm trying to find out if anybody got a way to stream that. Let me know.
Well, I got Infinity. I'm hooked up with Infinity.
Oh, okay. Because
I
got the BET Plus, but it ain't on there.
But the Chronicle. You can go on there and hit the guide button and just put in Master P, the Chronicle, right? And you could say, record it. See, I recorded it. I recorded all the series. Yeah, but I learned from Master P.
I know
like
that shit is full of game.
Yeah, because he got cereal. Look what he got. He got cereal. Man, homeboy got cereal,
shoes, phones, got walked onto an NBA team, like that nigga done lived a full life.
And you see all of everybody,
definitely somebody to look up to.
Ain't nobody gonna be no slave no more. Ain't gonna be no slave to no record company no more. You know what I'm saying? He's teaching us the right way.
I even got to cut this conversation short, so I got to take some more callers, though. We going to keep it going, though. You already know.
I'm on Meth on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And if you send me your song to ronredhead48@gmail.com if you want your songs played on my show, like I said. And you could email me on Facebook, on Twitter, and like I said, on Instagram if you want to set up interviews on my show. Yeah, so thank you, man. We talk soon,
man. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Keep it going.
Man.
Yeah, keep doing your thing, man.
Always a pleasure.
We're going to support your show for sure. You're the Blackout family. When you win, we all win. That's what time it is.
Indeed. Likewise.
I'm out. Thanks a lot, my brother. Talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yeah,
7537236.
What's up,
Blackout Radio?
What's the deal?
What's up, Bunchy? What's going on, Princess?
Princess calling in at 1:30. But
okay.
What's
the deal? It's okay. What's going on, Bunchy? This is Mr. Rentel, though. One half of the World Cross Radio Takeover Radio Show.
Yes, sir.
As you know, yesterday, I was actually in Detroit yesterday. I had a wonderful time. Shout out all the guests, all the supporters, all the venues, all everybody. Shout out Licks the Great. Shout out to Team Teflon Entertainment. Shout out Razor 9. Shout out Raise Fest. Shout out all the people that came out from Baltimore. And shout out to y'all. So, I mean, I appreciate y'all inviting me to y'all city in Detroit.
That's what's up, man. It sounds like you had a good time out. That's a good look.
Man, I loved it, man. Detroit's like my second home for real. I mean, I'm a Detroit Lions fan at heart. You know,
that's what's
Baltimore had a team back then when I was growing up with a kid. We had the Colts. So I don't care for the fucking Colts. So, you know, that's
right.
Another story. But so we kicked off the Rays to us at my second home, like I said, Detroit. So now we're gonna go back to Baltimore, my real hometown. And so what Rays Fest is about. Rays Fest is basically out of he's from Bridgeport, Connecticut. So we're going to five or more cities, six tour. So
nice.
You always want to get on board.
That's expansion.
You can reach out to me. Come again.
I said that's that expansion.
Oh yeah, of course. That's Bridge the Gap. That's part of another movie that we got coming up called Bridge the Gap. So me, him, and some other partners, we trying to bridge the gap from the world to where we at, make it global. So Bridge the Gap was basically a magazine that we all started during the quarantine. And we trying to bridge the gap
that's
from independent artists to mainstream artists. Independent artists like yourself, Princess, myself, because actually I performed a couple months ago myself. So I consider myself an artist again now.
Right.
So basically, we're trying to get the mainstream into independent. I mean, they started out as independent, so now they're going to be mainstream. So we tap into different lanes like barbers, hair designers, anything related to the music world. You know what I mean? Cooking, which
that's
is my
sure.
specialty. So we tap into all that inside our magazine. So right now we're on the third issue. You know, stuff like that. We had Twana D on our magazine cover. We had Work, which is a former guest of ours. He's all the way of Florida. And then we
okay.
also had Reginald. We had Reginald, so we were able to put together a showcase, real scene for Bridge the Gap magazine in Connecticut, of course. Bridge the Gap, then Bridgeport, Connecticut. So hence the name.
Yeah, yeah. That's what's up, man.
You know, we're going to try to get over to your side of town, too. We're going to try to get over to y'all
with
too. We ready?
Yeah.
We talk about the show. I'm looking for venues and stuff like that, sponsors, anything to get over that way, because I know a lot of people that way know what we've done for Jay Stone. We've done to Tiny C, Nitro Jesus over there, Comp Bangarang from Baltimore over there.
Yeah, Nitro Jesus is my guy, man.
That's my kid. That's my man from
Nitro
Baltimore, man.
My guy.
Yeah, I was just talking to him when I was in Detroit. Yeah, he's over there right now.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
Broby,
you know what he's doing.
Broby
always.
Everywhere.
24/8. Shit, 24/8. He over there. Him, Benji Stone out there. I know everybody out there in California.
Yeah, yeah.
My little homie going and Stockton. That's the future right there. Me and Rich, he's the future for y'all. He's the future. He's 13. He's the future for real. I'll book him in Baltimore if I could. Matter of fact, I think we can.
He only
13? Mayor Rich is only 13 years old, bro.
That's crazy, man.
That kid been rocking with us almost like 2 years. He's only 13 years old. I could be wrong, but he's still a teenager. He's not allowed to go
right.
in Baltimore. But he's good. He got it. He's
yeah,
good.
He is. We had him like, I want to say, like, maybe 2-3 shows back.
Yeah, I called in for it.
We had him on here for a takeover. Yeah.
Man, he's the dopest. It's like, he's so humble and talented. It's just crazy. Because most artists, you know how they come out of the box like that. At young age, they all jump around, disrespectful and all that stuff. He's never been that way.
Right,
like, I even represent his. He got a t-shirt line, his face on it. And I ordered one, and I brought it in Baltimore. So I was like, who's that? That's your son? No, that's an artist. Like, he's from California, like, all the way from over here. You know?
And
he's just phenomenal as an artist. I will book him. I don't care how long it takes for me to bring him to Baltimore. I'll probably be, like, almost 40-something years old. But he's coming to Baltimore. I'll put that on anything. He's coming to Baltimore on me. His mom is excellent. Management, shout out to his dad. Free his dad. Because I know the situation a little bit about it. That's how they all over in Baltimore. They do the same thing to me. So I know how it is. It's just a little different over there. They're going to catch you.
That's love.
They ain't
catching
Mr. Rentel. They going to catch you over there. They ain't catching Mr. Rentel. Especially in Baltimore, West Baltimore. I know it might end up in my city. I'm not, I'm not running for nobody, but these they don't care, man. But I won't hold y'all. But shout out to Detroit, y'all. We had a lovely time yesterday. So we'll be back in Baltimore, my hometown, August the 14th. And then after that, we're taking a week off, and then we're going to hit Virginia Beach. And after Virginia Beach, we're going to hit Alabama. After Alabama, we hit Atlanta. And then we hit Memphis.
Right. Yeah, make sure you hit me up on, say, hit me up on Messenger, under Bunchy Carter.
I got you, Bunchy.
Yeah,
I don't
know
where
you're from.
When we get on.
All right, bet.
Yeah, I'm the same promoter.
Make sure you hit me up so we can get up about that for sure.
Yeah, I did Cracker Barrel. You remember we did Cracker Barrel comp June 30th, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm the same guy. I just look a little different right now because I've been quarantine waiting and all other shit going on. But yeah, I'm still the same guy. We still are right out, though. But yeah, I'm definitely going over there very soon because I just flew down to Detroit, so I can fly in right now.
Yeah, we can do for real. Like, let's link up. But let me get back to these callers. We gonna keep it.
All right, bro, man. Tell out your show, man.
Yeah,
you guys listen to your show. I see y'all keep on rocking. Keep going, man. Keep it up.
You too, bro.
And send me some music too, man.
Yeah. Oh,
once
yeah,
I get my new music
show.
Together,
all right.
All right.
Yep.
Y'all be safe out there.
You too, man. Peace.
302-275.
Yes?
Yo, what's the deal?
Hey, how you doing? This is Kathy DeMattias. I'm was on the show last week, and I got a call from Jules to, give you guys a holler out again today. I'm the woman who's running, and I love that you guys were talking about independence and independent and doing music independently, because I am running for governor on the Independent Party of Delaware ticket.
Imagine that.
I know.
Okay.
I love the synchronicity.
Yeah. That's pretty dope. So, what's some of your policies that you trying to push?
One of the things, there's five things that are big that I'm working on. One of the big things is prison reform. There's a lot of things that I've been seeing over the years that I know is just wrong on so many levels, and I feel it's time for things to be fixed. So that's a very top priority for me. The economy is a very top priority. And I'm looking, our state, our manufacturing is really in the can here, which doesn't help for people. You know, if there's no jobs, people are going to, result to things that could get them in trouble, which could wind them up in jail.
Yeah.
So dealing with that is a very big, priority. I'm a cannabis advocate. I believe the plant is medicine for the body and food, and I believe food is medicine, and it needs to be out of the government's hands and put back into the hands of the people. I believe entrepreneurship and independence, and to be able to allow people to have creativity and figure out what they can do, is paramount for not only our state but our country to be able to develop and to be able to experience the free market system. So that's very, very high. Obviously, education, high, no pun intended there.
I mean
420 on my neck.
Everything is better. Everything is better that way. We know it. We gonna keep that off the record though.
Yeah, we'll keep that off the record, but we know it's the truth.
Right.
And with everything that is happening right now, as much as what people are upset and everything that is going on with not knowing if kids are going back to school, we have to trust the process. And in reality, we have major overcrowding in our school system. So now is the time to implement different shifts, looking at, teaching 3 days a week and having two separate classes twice a week, and the fact that we can start to do evening classes, which could really benefit a lot of parents who work you know, 3 to 11 shifts and things like that. So looking at all of our different options when it comes to educating our students, this is just such a perfect time to really look at all this and to implement those changes. So I'm extremely excited to have this opportunity. I'm already in the general election. I don't have to primary with about 10 people right now who are primarying between Democrat and Republican tickets. So being an independent puts me in a very unique position to just keep getting my message out and sharing my message with the people around the country, because realistically, we need to all take our country back. One of you was talking about New York and what was going on in New York, and I'm only 2 states away from New York. And I believe with Delaware, you know, we're going to be that shining example for all the countries, for all the states, to be able to look at us and see what we're doing and to be able to build on that. So I'm so excited that you guys gave me this opportunity to speak on your platform. I know you guys are out in California, but between California and Delaware, if we can start working in, then we can start to, you know, really change our country for the better for all the people of this great nation.
Let the people know who you are and what you got going on one more time.
My name is Kathy DeMatteis. I am running for governor of the beautiful state of Delaware as an independent, and I want everybody out there to know that now is the time for independence. Now is the time to stand up for our rights, all of our rights, and do what needs to be done for the people. It's time we start doing the work of the people and not the work of our elected politicians. It's time for real leaders to step up and take over and do what needs to be done for the people.
And a lot of that has to do with being at the local level, because there's a lot of things that we can change if we just did that. Going to city council meetings, a lot of the stuff that goes on above your head, we don't even have no effect over. That's the stuff you guys are supposed to lobby for to change for us. But we
gotta
put the people locally in position to support y'all so it makes sense when you go in there. That's where we fall short at. And a lot of us don't get taught that in the inner city, because it's not a part of the curriculum in school at all.
These are things I really, really want to see changing. And as we've been growing, as this party in Delaware is 20 years old, and I've spent the last 7 weeks, you know, working with people and talking with people all around the state. And that is one of the biggest issues. You know, like people always said, oh, you can't talk politics. No. Don't talk politics. Like, don't talk about this stuff, because it gets people all heated. But the truth is we didn't talk about it. And now look at what we got. And we got
right.
We need have adult conversations where we can talk about our differences of opinion without getting our panties all in a twist. You know, we got to bring this to the table. We've got to talk solutions and get the work done, because what are we leaving to our children? And our children are going to be the one taking care of us. These grandbabies that are popping out right now.
Hopefully, if we're teaching them right.
Right. You know, if we're teaching them right. And right now, you know, like, I don't think any of our kids are really going to be going back into the school system until the fall. So we're going to have, or into the spring. So we're going to have a lot of children, falling behind, that were already at risk to fall behind. And we know as adults, like, there's nothing worse than having to go back to school or having to learn something when you're like, oh, man, I don't want to go to school again.
In all honesty, coming from a person on the other side of that podium, that's not on y'all. That's on the parents. Because what are y'all doing at home with the kids while this is going on? Like, it's going to show who actually really has the right to complain, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? Because if you're not doing your part while the school is running, then how do you expect to keep them abreast while the school is shut down?
Well, I was talking with some women the other day. We were in a really poor section here in Delaware, and I was talking, and she was a relatively young woman. I don't think she was probably much past 25 or 30, and she was saying that she can't read. So not only can she can't read herself, so she can't teach her children. And as poor as what they were, there's no internet at her house. She's not going to have access to put her child on a laptop. So it's like a systematic failure the whole way around. And so to me, I'm looking at catastrophic failure on what happened. Like, this isn't like just a 6-month-old problem or a 3-month-old problem. This is a 30-year-old problem that we have to stop kicking the can with, and we do need to help people. Like, people really, really need help out there in order to be
able
to.
Well, I'll say it for you, because you gotta be on record with certain things. It's time for people to shit or get off the pot. I'll say it for you.
Okay. And it's time to get this stuff done. We've been kicking the can as long as, and I remember 20 years ago, 30 years ago, listening to politicians say, we're kicking the can. And realistically, we're looking at the gridlock. There's nothing that's been happening in our country for years and years and years to get things, moving in a positive direction. And it's clear that politicians are not going to do it. And it's time for entrepreneurs and families and parents to step up and to do
what
people
who are dealing with the problem.
Yes.
Stop waiting for somebody to do it for you.
Right. Right.
Okay, we gotta continue to take callers. I would love to keep
this
going.
Thank you very much.
Really, really glad you called.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. You guys take care. Have a good weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
315-708.
Yo, what's the deal?
Oh, nothing much. Trying to stay safe up here in upstate New York. This is Angela Davis.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good, and yourself?
I'm good.
Yeah. Well, I'm calling because, I'm still promoting Positive K, his single, Let's Start Living, just getting everybody to want to be informed on his new music that's out. And he's in the studio working as we speak now.
That's what's up.
Yeah. So
It's always good to hear from you.
Yes, like I said, I wanted to make this nice and short and just, get everybody out there informed that, he's in the studio making music. And also, if you're in North Carolina or Greensboro, North Carolina tonight, he will be on the radio on the Legends series with DJ Ski Boo Love at 8:45.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right on.
Yep. Well, just want you to everybody stay safe and enjoy your weekend. We know it's Friday. Don't spend
Thank
all
you.
Your paycheck
Thank
tonight.
You.
All
right.
Talk to you later.
All right. Have a good one. All right. Peace.
209-451.
I'm 13 years old and I'm from Stockton, California.
What up? What up?
Nothing. Just calling in to promote my new song and my music video that just dropped yesterday. Y'all go check that out.
That's what's up, man. How you been?
Still I've been
working,
good.
Keeping it right?
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. let the people know that don't know who you are or where they can find you.
My name is Mia Rich. I'm 13 years old. I'm from Stock, California. You can find me on all social media platforms and all digital platforms, like where you put all the music at, everywhere. Just, you can find me everywhere under Mia Rich, M-E-I-R-R-I-C-H.
That's it.
Oh, yeah, and also yeah, I'm dropping a new single this month. It's called White. And I'm going to be doing a challenge and everything.
Okay. Oh, that's what's up. Yeah, make sure you send that in so we can get it played and all that.
All right.
For sure. All right, man, you have a good one.
You too.
All right, peace.
Peace.
You're feeling me, and truthfully I'm feeling you too, but we're in a situation with not much left to do. I just think I need to take a little time away from you. I'm caught up in my feelings, it's got me all confused. Somehow I'm feeling like you, you really are the one for me. The way I have to deal sometimes, tell me how could this be? I'm seeing right through your words, cause only actions speak to me. Just telling you the truth for now, it's all about transparency. You got me in the middle, just a tad, just a little. Got me in the middle. You got me stuck on you. Got me in the middle. Just a tad, just a little. Got me in the middle. You got me stuck on you. I just need a little time to see what we could be. Cause you might be playing me, yeah, yeah. I wanna give you all my love, but you don't deserve it yet. Baby, I'ma need your best, your best, your best. You got me in the middle. Got me stuck on you. Got me in the middle. Just a tad, just a little. Got me in the middle. You got me stuck on you. You stuck on you. You, I'm stuck on you. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Tony Storm, man. What's happening?
Coolin', man. Where you calling from?
I'm calling from the south side of Toledo, Ohio, man. Just decided to call at y'all, man. Tell you Tony Storm everything, man. All social media, Beat Stars, Tony Storm. If you need some beats, I got $30 leases on there. I got YouTube. I got Apple Music, okay. Tony Storm 419, Facebook like page, James Flames. I got another page called James Flames. I'll be putting random shit on there, too. But that's my old name. But yeah, I've been going in.
Okay.
Yep, I've been going in.
All right.
Like the going in. That's what the fuck I've been doing. going in and shit, like, you know what I mean? Like, I got Logic, I finally got, first I got GarageBand, and I was liking that, but then my Cali Connect, it's so crazy, because I met the Cali Connect when I was arguing with Western Union about locking up my people's account, trying to send the money to me, because it was coming from my Western Union app, but it was from their account in Minnesota, and my ass is in California, so my app is in Ohio, my people in Minnesota trying to send the money, and I'm in California. I thought it was a scam, so they froze the account. But while I'm arguing with them, a fucking dope-ass music producer pop up on me. It was so serious, man. I had to sleep outside my skin roll and all that shit. Yeah, man, but I learned, though, because it was just God that whole night. Yeah, no, it was like the movie, like, though. Man. So while I'm arguing with them, the producer walk up to me. Now, that's what, I really wanted to do music, to get a hotel room, but I ain't realizing this was $125 a fucking night. And I'm spending and going out every night and all that shit. Before I knew it, I realized I wasn't having enough money to make it to the next check. So I was like, man, you know what? I'm about to find a cheaper room. Didn't find a cheaper room. My people tried to send me some money. Couldn't get the money. Went into the studio, nigga, but I still had to sleep outside that night. So I'm sitting, it's just me and God. I'm sleeping on my suitcase with my head on my book bag with my guitar next to me, though. I've been walking through the whole city looking for a room that's cheaper than $125. Couldn't find it. And the money was froze up on the card. So I stayed the night out there. But what it did is it gave me one of them stories. You know what I mean? One of them about to get my war stories and just blew it. It gave me one of them stories, and I recognized that was basically the test that came before the blessing. So I've been going in. So the homie from Cali, dope-ass producer, engineer, he sent me a copy of Logic Pro X. Man, that shit's so fire, man. It got so many good plugins. So I advise everybody to check it out at least, man.
Just the stock with no add-ons, that shit is fly.
Huh. Yeah, man, thanks, man. It's what it is. It's really just God saying, hey, son, I got you, baby. Don't worry about it. Keep on going. Because let me tell you, the whole story is crazier than that. Man, I have been going through a storm since March. Long story short, man, once the storm is over, or I think it's over, I get my girl $1,150. I bought her some shoes, bought her disrespectful ass daughter some shoes, bought her an engagement ring. Because once I came in the house icy, she's like, man, what my engagement ring? You said we're getting married. I said, bet. Next time I come in the house, come in with the icy ring. Then, look, her daughter on some bullshit because I'm at her dad. So she's blasting the TV. So, yeah, she blasting the TV, and I check it because the neighbors already complaining about my music. So once I start turning my music down, she start blasting the damn flat. Now, that's a fucking 50-inch flat. That speaker crack. That speaker slap. I check her about that. The very next day, I take the garbage out. I get my coffee. I do my little calisthenics, and I'm going to take the garbage out. The fucking engagement ring fall off the garbage, man. So I check the kids about it. I don't put my hands. I just tell them, hey, man, do you know what you're doing? None of your daddies even want y'all. I'm being real, like, but then this is what you're going to do to the man that wants your mama that's trying to be a father to the fatherless? You threw my engagement ring away. Did you know this old fried-ass, Mickey Mouse brain-ass bitch kicked me out? Like, I didn't have a place to go, so I moved back home. But while I was sitting in the crib, this is when I came up with the California idea. All my people started falling out with me, man. If it wasn't about money, it was about attitude, or it was about some petty-ass shit. I said, you know what, dude? Go to California, bro. Because the least you could do is at least take your shot. You know what I'm saying? So I took my shot, man, and I think it's going to work out, man. Dude been sending me beats. I've been sending him tracks back. He's been engineering them. You know, I've been working on Logic Pro. I got some fire on that.
Here's a gift from me to you. I think the song is by Mama and the Potatoes. It's called
Mama and the Potatoes.
Mama.
No, look, listen.
The fucking,
oh, you talking about it's a sample version?
Whatever you're doing. Yeah,
no,
listen.
I can't make it because it make me tear up. I can't do that because it make me tear up, man. Yeah. Remember all these movies that come out, like Boston, George, and them? That shit playing stuff like that. So I be sitting up watching the girl passing the blow around and shit, everybody kicking it. I have to turn my head when I hear that music because I was a little kid and my mama made us move from the little East L.A. neighborhood because the Rodney King shit. That's the only neighborhood I ever moved from that I cried about leaving. So then every time I would see a movie and hear that shit, I got to get the fuck up out of there. So when I went there this time, though, it was cool, though. I played that shit. I'm smoking my cigar, my little Cuban cigar and shit, drinking my Grey Goose, and I'm listening to that shit like, yeah, nigga, you out here. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, California Dreaming is the shit, and I want to make it, but it still would get me emotional, though, man, because I remember how I didn't want to leave. I was like 12 years old when that Rodney King shit happened, bro. I didn't want to leave, man. I'm like, mama, they ain't beat our ass. They beat him up. You know what I'm saying? We ain't got to leave. He's like, no, we got to go, baby. And I was fucked up about that California Dream. But that shit make me emotional when I hear that shit, man. Because I know how bad I wanted to go out there. Yeah, I know how bad I wanted to go back out there, bro. And it was 93 or 92 when I came back. 92, 93 when I came back. And here it is. I don't get back to that motherfucker till 2019 or 20. You know what I'm saying? I done grew all the way the fuck up before I was able to make it back. And I only went because all of my family had turned their back. You know what I'm saying? So... yeah, man.
Yeah.
I'm at the crib, though, so I can't play nothing for y'all.
I'm hella interested in that. But I'm glad you called. Let the people know who you is one more time. I gotta get one more caller in.
Okay, Tony Storm, man, calling from the south side of Toledo, man. Everything Tony Storm, Tony Storm 419 on Instagram. I do music. I make beats. I got a Beat Stars. I'm up here at the boxing gym right now, so it's kind of good that I was done with the thing. Hey, can I sign up? Monday I can come sign up?
All right,
boss, man. Have a good one. I know you.
You too.
From CTF or something.
Hey.
No? You look familiar. All right, bro. Have a good one. Bless. All right, y'all be good, man. I'm going to figure this shit out, man.
Yeah,
all right now.
Man, you have a good one, bro. Yeah. Peace.
909-449.
Yo, what's the deal?
What's the deal, man?
Hello. The deal? Who this? Where you calling from?
Oh, yeah, this Maine. I'm out here in California. I think I spoke to you like a week ago. I was out on my way to Vegas first round, but I'm back home now.
Okay, that's what's up.
Yeah, promoting this little thing I got. Chilling at the house right now, working on music. I'm actually finna do a song now. I got a little EP I'm gonna drop with my cousin. We've been working on it. He's a little younger than me. He's like 16, but he got a little flow. So we're working on something. I think we're gonna drop it in like the next 2 weeks. So that'll be something to look out for. It's gonna be on my Instagram, Maine, MAIIN2, Bruce Wayne Maine, whatever you gon. It's on there. Just look me up.
Right on. All right. Shit, you got anything, new releases, any shows coming up, anything like that?
Actually, I'm setting up a few shows. My boy, Grim Network, he been doing shows for a while. We used to go to the Brew Rebellion out in San Bernardino. It's out here in California. He said in about 2 weeks, because, you know, the COVID stuff right now going on, kind of messing up shows and venues and stuff. But he said give it like 2 weeks, he'll hit me. He go to other people's shows. My boy going to a video shoot today. I might slide with him. It depends on if my boss let me get off, but ain't no telling. But yeah, I got some new stuff. I got a project. I got it's out. It's on SoundCloud. It's on YouTube. Just check my SoundCloud page, my Instagram page. Maine MA11N2. It's all on there. If you go on my Instagram, it'll say that, and it'll say Bruce Wayne Maine. You'll see me. It's a whole bunch of braids, black and white picture. It's a song called No Difference. It's been out for like a couple weeks, but I'm still trying to promote it. It's actually a great track. Got a cool little melody to it. Something I worked on straight from the heart. It's been when I make music, I can't make music every day. I make music to something that I feel. I got to be in the moment, or I got to have feeling about it.
I can dig it. That's how it should be.
Yeah, I got a couple friends that be like, oh yeah, I don't have no feelings. Yeah, I got friends that be like, oh, yeah, I don't give two fucks. I don't have no feelings. Da, 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 da. And they rap, and I be like, bruh, rapping is feeling, so you can't tell me that. I can't rap with you if you ain't got no feelings. You don't feel the music. Right. It ain't no love and no passion in what you do.
Well, shit.
Yeah, but other than that, you know, just relaxing. I got my little man with me right now. As soon as he go to sleep, I'm going to jump right into the studio. I got to finish this track my boy sent me. 16 bars. I know I'm going to drop that later today, so probably my next show I'll be talking about that track and letting y'all know about that release, because I try to do music as often as I can. I'm just a bad promoter. I'm a bad promoter.
You might want to shit look into somebody that can do it for you that you trust with the material.
Yeah, that's the thing, man. It's hard to find certain people that'll stick with you to do
right.
things. especially when
everybody
want to
get
dropped
off at the top of the hill. Nobody.
Yeah, and I look at stuff like it's a pillar for me. I look at stuff like I got people that I rap with. Maybe I got like a group of five guys. We don't all rap collectively at the same time, but we work on individual projects every now and then. We'll get together and we do stuff because everybody has a life.
Right.
Everybody working now. Well, some of us is working now,
mm-hmm.
but it's that concept that. Some of us have to pay bills. Some of us have to pay rent. Some of us have to go to work. It's stuff that we can't just take off to do. And that kind of drives
right.
heads with certain ones. And because of that, visions
right.
kind of mesh. And it mesh, but it do it in a bad way. We always end up butting heads. So I left the group, but they're still my guys. So we hang out. I mean, we chill. I do separate music. I can't claim a tag. I just claim me.
Right.
That's the process of growth,
man.
I guess, man.
Yeah, indeed, indeed. Shit, boy, shit. That's what's up. Thank you for calling in. I'm gonna fuck with you. We're gonna get up out of here. But yeah, man, it's always a pleasure. Hit us up when you get everything done.
Definitely, definitely. Yeah, I'm going to give him one more time. Check me out on Instagram, Main, MA11N2. It'll say Bruce Wayne Main right underneath it. Facebook, it's Main's Music. It's on there. Shit, I'm on SoundCloud, Main, MA11N2. I'm basically almost on everything. I'm on, like, Google Play and all that shit, so.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Well, shit, we up out of here, man. It was a good show. Shit. Blackout.
Hey, you know, it's crazy. Y'all told me 4 o'clock. Now I got to be prepared. You know, I'm in Cali. It's 1:30 out here. So I thought I had some hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Next time I'll be ready, though. But, yeah, I appreciate it.
All right, for sure, bro. Peace.
All right. Y'all have a good one.
You too. All right. Well, shit, that's the show.